在线英语听力室 ,tinroom.com, 欢迎您。
Text, The Mystery of the Silver Box. The thinking machine turned to the worried businessman. State your problem. It isn't a crime, that is. A crime that can be punished by law, Mr. Grayson said. But it has cost me millions, perhaps as much as $10 million.Briefly, there is an information leak at my office. My business plans have become known to others almost as soon as I have made them. My plans are large. I have millions of dollars at stake, and the need for secrecy is great. For years, my plans have been safe. But half a dozen times in the last 8 weeks,They have become known to my competitors, in the smallest detail, and in time for them to steal my customers. Tell me more, please, said the thinking machine. I make machines and tools used in factories. Recently, I sent my salesman to a new industrial area out west to demonstrate some new machines.At first, this was a great success. The factory owners truly liked this on-the-spot service and bought everything the salesman demonstrated. But suddenly, my staff there reported that wherever they went, they were too late. My biggest business competitor had already sent their salesman out to demonstrate their products at a lower price.The thinking machine walked to the window. So now you want to know, and when? Information office. Well, to whom do you tell your business plans? No one, except my personal secretary, Evelyn Winthrop. She has been with me for 6 years, more than 5 years before this leak began. I have always trusted her.And she is the only one who knows your plans? This week, for instance, I planned to go into Oklahoma with new oil drills. My district manager didn't know this plan. Miss Winthrop heard it only on the morning they were going to go out. Then I dictated to her in my office some letters of instructions to my district managers.That is all Miss Winthrop knew of my Oklahoma plan. You outlined the plan in those letters? No, they merely told my managers which salesmen I wanted for Oklahoma and the cost of the various drills. But a careful person, knowing the content of all those letters, could have worked out what you intended to do? Yes.But no one person knew the contents of all the letters. Miss Winthrop and I were the only two human beings who knew what was in them all. Neither Miss Winthrop nor I left the office all day. Yet before it ended, I received phone calls from two managers telling me of the unbeatable offers from my competitor. What is your business competitor's name?Ralph Matthews, said Mr. Grayson. The thinking machine went to a desk, addressed an envelope, got a sheet of paper and placed it inside, and sealed the envelope. Then he turned back to Mr. Grayson. Let us go to see Miss Winthrop now, he said. From the office door, the thinking machine went straight to Miss Winthrop's desk and handed her the envelope.Mr. Ralph Matthews asked me to give you this, he said. The young woman glanced up at his face frankly, took the envelope, and turned it curiously in her hand. Ralph Matthews, she repeated the name as if it sounded strange to her. I don't think I know him. Nevertheless, she opened the envelope and took out the paper. Why, It's a blank sheet, she remarked, puzzled. The detective turned suddenly to Mr. Grayson, who had looked on with frank astonishment. May I use a telephone, please? Asked the thinking machine. He picked the receiver of Miss Winthrop's phone and held it to his ear for a moment. It's busy, he said. He hung up to admire the beautiful silver box right beside the telephone. Thank you, Miss Winthrop, he said as he left the room. Back in Mr. Grayson's office, the detective told him to ask Miss Winthrop to take some dictation the next morning at 9:45. And that night, he arranged for a secret extension to be attached to Miss Winthrop's phone. The next morning, he was at the extension, pencil in hand, while Mr. Grayson carried out his orders. A little later, he asked the businessman to go with him to the secretary's desk. So you did know Ralph Matthews after all, he said, throwing onto her desk a sheet of paper he had brought in with him. The girl stopped her noisy typing and rose from her chair, trembling. What do you mean, sir? She demanded weakly. And you might as well remove the silver box, the thinking machine continued. There is no further need of the telephone connection.